Blog Talk Radio. Bonnie, I think we're still dealing with Mercury retrograde.
Can hear me. Hello? Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before. Are we on the air, Bonnie? Hello? Oh, my God. This is really getting bad.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
you
now.
Can you hear
now.
Me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
are we on the air?
We are on the air. I am so sorry. We are really dealing with
praise
a lot of retrograde.
With
oh,
all
my
this
goodness. Okay.
Oh, my God. This Mercury retrograde has been kicking our asses in the last couple of days. Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Yes. I am just, I'm telling you, Susan, let me start over by saying, oh, my. I just love our theme song, Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, kind of describes us. We work with the dead, I do at least, and with the alive. So that's the song we picked. That's our theme song. This is Bonnie Alberts on air, live with Susan Z, my fabulous co-host and partner in metaphysical crime.
Today, oh, you got it right today.
Yes, metaphysical crime.
Fun,
so
not crime.
Well, I am going to tell you guys, so I'll tell you how to get a hold of me, and then I'm going to tell you over to my fabulous Susan Z. But you know, it's Aries in the first for me, so it's all about me first. Anyway, you can reach me at BonnieAlberts.com. Or you can reach me at my favorite, bealbers714@aol.com. Just drop me an email. Let me know what you need. I do reading, counseling. I am an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor. I do counseling in my perspective field and my what I love and what is my specialty is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But my real love and what I love to do is spirit communication. And I am about spirit everywhere. So please drop me a line. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook. Facebook is where I love to interact with you. So if you just message me and if there's anybody that can't get on the show and would like, please leave me a message saying you've tried, your phone number, and I'll be sure to we will add you to the next day's show if you can't get on. Also, I am going to hand you over to my favorite co-host and my sweet Susan. We do have a lot of co-hosts on this show, and they're all my favorites. And I rock the airwaves on Monday and Tuesday. And tomorrow we've got Kelly and Ron, my famous astrologer friend. Also Kelly, my famous Atlantean life card reader, both are rocking, and they will have the show tomorrow. But today, our show is Shik Records and Spirit Communication. So I'm so excited to announce that. But if you have any other problems, questions, want something solved, ask us. We will do anything that we can help you with. Susan!
I hear you, Bonnie. And here we are once again on another Monday, Tuesday adventure. And as Bonnie got it right this time, she used to say that I'm a cohort in crime, but she couldn't figure out exactly what we were doing illegal. So we changed it to metaphysical fun. So
Well, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me because I said metaphysical crime.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You got it right this time. So I want to say hi to all our listeners, our radio listeners. I am Susan Z. Rich, and I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I have the gift of interpreting one soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach. I'm also a holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book.
If we had our names, we would have to hold a card that would be so unbelievably long, I don't think anybody could put it in their pocketbook.
We'd have to have a brochure, dear. So, anyway, before I say this, because I know Bonnie's going to make a comment about the fact of writing this book, I am also the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com. And I have made a promise to Bonnie that in the second printing of it, that I would put her in the foreword, that it was actually supposed to be her book, but I beat her to it to write it. So that, yes.
You know, thank you.
She swears to God
that
she channeled it first.
Yes.
I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters, which are our soul windows, through their divine life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. You can also contact me for readings and email, Skype, and phone on my email address, szrich@aol.com. And I also wanted to let everyone know that I'm running a February Valentine's Day special to the end of February, actually, that you can purchase an hour reading for the price of a half an hour. You just go to my website and buy a half hour and then email me, and you have a full hour. And if you want, you can also split it, the half hour with a friend, by one for two. And this is good through the month of February. So if you have any love concerns or you want to see what's going on or your Akashic records open, this is an absolutely great deal. And Valentine's Day, which is this Friday, the 14th, is Leo full moon.
I love it.
So it's definitely a lover's moon.
Oh, I have to tell you, because, again, I'm going to say I'm Aries in the first, so I've got, and I'm really not, but I have 6 of my 8 planets in Leo, and Venus is in Leo. And that full moon, I just hope, my husband knows, but if Bon Jovi walks in, I am really just going to have to tell you that moon is going to just shine for us. But if Bon Jovi doesn't walk in, it will be my husband, who kind of looks like Bon Jovi, so I'll be okay. But I have to tell everybody before we start.
Smooth clean up there, Bonnie.
Yes,
I don't think that you're going to sit on Joby's bones and stuff. Oh, except if my husband first comes in, then I wouldn't. No, it would be him. Love that. Very smooth.
I know, I am. And hey, Bon Jovi out there, remember, I know when my husband works, but no, I'm only kidding, because I am a relationship counselor, and I know that wouldn't work. But hey, I would like to try. To tell everybody, because Susan, first I want to talk about her book real quick, or my book, actually. I am so happy she said I channeled that book, because reason I say that is because this is one of the best books out there. I really, really have to tell you that I can't recommend my book that Susan wrote unbelievably too much, because I use it in my practice. I've used it, and I always say that Susan and I walk in both worlds. I love to say that, because I like to work in the spirit world, and I like to walk on the physical plane, of which both Susan and I walk on. But she has to pull me back from that spirit. I've got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But the great news about that book, which is mine and hers, but really hers, but she's now said I could channel it, is that if you buy this book, and I mean, for the price that it is, it will give you so much insight. I've read it 3 times, and I am a counselor also, and a nurse. And when I say I walk in both worlds, I've given the book to both worlds. I've given it to PhDs, MDs, DOs. I've given it to nurses. I also give it to the metaphysical people that I know, and I recommend it for anybody. It is such a cool book. It is not hard to read, and believe me, you are going to read it more than once. So please, if you this book, and actually it doesn't have my name on it yet, but if you just put my name, like when it says written by, it, underneath just put channeled by Bonnie, and I'll sign it if you want it. So anyway, I do need to tell you about that book. And then the next thing I have to tell you about is that please take up Susan's for Valentine's Day. I can't tell you how wonderful she is. You all know that. We both are, but she's really offering you this special, and I'm not. So please, please get with her. This would be a great gift for somebody you know, or if you just want to know more, if we give you, if you call in and you're a caller here, you're a listener here, you're a chatter here, or even if you tell a friend, opening Akashic Records or any questions. She also does emails, which is pretty cool. So you go to her website, she does all kinds of things. I just can't recommend Susan and myself enough, but Susan is offering you this deal to the end of the month, and if it was me, I would take it. So now that we've gotten that, I've got callers that we need to get to, sweet Susan, but can you start telling everybody so that when we get to the first caller, you don't go into the, okay, so maybe what we could do that, like, before I take that first caller.
What would you like me to do, darling?
I would like you to tell them what you need and why you need to ask the three questions you do, opening the Akashic Records, and about a little bit about them. I know most people know them, but any first-time listeners, first-time chatters, first-time, callers, we do want you to know what we do and how we do it. So, Susan, I'm going to let you talk first because my spirits come through when you open those Akashic Records. So go ahead and tell everybody.
Okay. As we've told everyone before that the whole process of opening the Akashic Records and the spirit communications and past life awareness was kind of like an accidental thing. When we decided to do open the Akashic Records, and they seemed to all go hand in hand, and we were pretty surprised, but it's a nice combination because it basically explains the past of what you bring into the world in this lifetime with you, and also it draws spirit to the light of your Akashic Records so that those in spirit can also give you information and help you, because once you cross over from this physical plane, you see things a little more clearly than when you're in the heaviness of the physicality of the journey that you wrote. But the three questions that I asked, and the first thing that I'm going to say is that when we talk about opening your Akashic Records, which is your life journey, the Akashic Records is every life that you have ever lived. It is what you choose. You write the script, and every life you are wanting to experience or clear out emotional karma, and that's all it is emotional imprint. Yes,
dear?
Yes,
Lucy? This is the part where everybody... Yes, Ethel, Lucy, this is the part where I have to tell you that I am still under a quandary. I like you to open my Akashic Records for everybody, and you tell them that Lady Gaga came out, but this is what I got.
That's all. I tell you, you were a can-can. You were a can-can girl in another lifetime. And, as far as I'm concerned, that's about, in during that period of time, that's the equivalent of what Lady Gaga does now. So I think that you've had your chance, and now it's her chance.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Go ahead. Okay. I'll have to hand it over to another soul. Go ahead.
That's right. And, who knows? The next time you come around, God only knows what you'll be doing. I mean, if you want to be Lady Gaga this time, good heavens. I mean, maybe you might go to the top there. So, but as I was saying, when we talk about opening your Akashic Records. No one can open your Akashic Records. That is your own personal soul journey. It has your own life imprint on it. But what happens is that with three questions, energetic questions that I ask, which is, one is that I ask you what soul window you're in. That tells me what part of your life we're going to look into, and I know that by your age. So I'll ask you your age. The second is that I will ask you what you have done for a career, because usually what we choose to do our career is what we project out into creativity. That tells me a little bit about the imprint of what it is that you're looking for service and to give out in this world. The third one is that I'll ask you what you believe your gifts are and what it is that you like about yourself the most. That will tell me what the underlying karma that you came in here to work on. And while you're answering those questions, literally, like there's energetic locks open up, and you allow me to read, which I say that figuratively, because I can't read what's on the book. I couldn't even explain to you what the writing or whatever it is that it looks like. I don't know what it says. But so what spirit does is it visually, what's that?
I did.
Say that again. Bonnie can read it. So, but you know that. But Bonnie thinks that she's on the road to being able to do everything. So what can we say? So anyway, they give me visuals of which I can interpret what it is that they're trying to say that your life journey is about. And sometimes it's pretty interesting. But the top part, which is comes out first, which is the glowing, is the path that you're taking now, the higher self path. What it stands on the foundation is the karma that you're trying to resolve in this life. And it's the yin and the yang of every experience. There's always, and it's not dark, it's not bad, or it's not good, it's not even not to be judged in any way. It's just an imprint that supports the experience, and that's all that it is. And that's pretty much how opening the Akashic Records. Oh, and then what I forgot, the most important part, because if I don't say this, Bonnie would never forgive me, is that because we opened these, when we opened the books, what we discovered, and we were like so surprised and so pleased, was that I was able, and Bonnie sees this also, is the past life.
Thank
you. Yeah, you're welcome, darling. Past lives all of a sudden started popping up making both of us aware of past life influences. And then on top of that, all of these spirits show up, which I don't deal with. I mean, I know they're around, but I send them right to Bonnie. And they have all these messages about your life to assist you, too. So it's a pretty interesting unfolding that happened literally by accident, and we feel that the combination is just helping people, you know, when they call, and so much wonderful and interesting information is coming through with every record that's open.
I mean, if we don't get to the callers, yes. Well, first of all, I do want to say really quickly that yes, spirit. And spirit can come to me. I love spirit. I talk to them. I mingle with them. I'm into them. I told you, when I have a party, I don't even have to buy the food, the drinks. It all is here. So that's pretty cool. A party anytime. So we're going to get to the first caller who has been waiting a long time. 941, you're on. 941,
hello.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Carla.
Hi. Carla. Hi, how are you today?
I am good, and you?
We are
Hi, Carla.
So how can we help you?
I have a question regarding a temporary job that I took, and I was wondering what you see, if anything coming from it or anything like that. I have my own business, but I took on a temporary job.
What kind of a job is it?
Can you tell us what you do? Yeah.
Okay, the job that I took is dealing with medical massage.
Okay, so and
it's
and
just
what,
filling
what's
in while somebody's hurt.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, I already got the answer, but I'm going to let you. You have your business.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I do love, but I wanted to ask her one more thing, Carla. Is that the business you have that you're on, or that's the business that you took on?
I'm just helping a doctor out. I have my own own business, and I do something else.
Did you hear what I?
I'm sorry, you both were talking at once. Pardon me?
What is your own business?
I teach and I do readings and healings.
Okay.
Well,
you mean like a school teacher?
More on healing and spirituality in that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Go for it, Bon.
Well, what I heard, Carla, the minute you were out of the gate, when you said medical, take it. It will be permanent. I think you working with that doctor, I have this feeling that it's not temporary if you don't see. I hear that he will want you to stay on, that he will see how much help you've been giving, or maybe he sees it already, or maybe he knows. It said, it's going to be permanent. So I don't think it's temporary. I think you will be working there. I do see you doing still what you're doing. I think you can do that on the side, actually. And I don't think you're going to be leaving this medical massage place. So did you get Susan?
That's kind of what I'm picking up, too. I also want to say you want to move your mic away from your mouth a little, honey. You got a big echo going on.
About now. Carla, do you hear an echo?
Just a little bit, but it's better. Yeah,
that's better. Okay, yeah, that's
cool.
Better. It sounded like you were playing drums in a big hall.
that was a good way of describing it.
Wait a minute, guys. Okay. You know I'm Cleopatra and that I do have a hall. So, okay, hall, H-A-L-L, not hall, H-A-U-L. But I see that, Carla. Go ahead for it, Susan.
Okay. I have a question for you in terms of you took this. I'm assuming that you took this part-time job because your own business had fallen off.
Yes, it slack some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not picking up that you're real kind of thrilled about the fact that this medical massage is something that you're going to hang on to, but let me tell you, as we all know, God works in mysterious ways, okay?
Yes!
And for whatever reason, you are supposed to be at this medical massage place also, but I have to ask you, is there any way while you are working for this doctor that you can promote your own business?
I think he's going to promote, he said he wanted to promote me because I do different therapeutic stuff under, you know, my medical license, and he said he doesn't do it there, but when I leave, he wants to send people to me because I work on him every day.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that he's becoming a devout believer. Is what I'm picking up here, And I see your own business. You're going to stay with him for a while, okay? And and as Bonnie says, it's going to be for a long while, but not in the capacity that you are now. It's like I think that your own business is going to start picking up probably within a year. Okay, it's going to take about another year. And then, but you're always going to go back to him and help him out because, I mean, he's I don't want to say, well, I do want to say, he's becoming attached to you, okay?
Yeah, I've been picking him up a lot, all of his, you know, his emotions, too. And another question, since you do love, I was kind of getting that he might be interested in me. He's not the typical.
You're so psychic. Oh, I tell you what, girlfriend. Why did you even draw on this? You're right. You're absolutely right.
And you know what?
Is he available?
Well, what?
No, I know he's available. But I didn't know if he's attracted to me, and he's, like, not the typical person that I would date. I mean, I've dated doctors before, but he's just, he's short, and I don't know, he's just not my typical package.
You know what? Sometimes soulmates don't come in the package you think they come in. Sometimes soulmates don't come in you think they come in. I can tell you this, that soulmates, and for a little while, it could be that you're not real, you know, but I know that I can feel it, and I think Susan can feel it, he's getting more and more and more and more and more attracted to you, but it's not just physically, it's mentally and metaphysically, so you're going to have somebody that's really going to support what you do, and I think that what's going to happen with you, and this is just, and I've got a spirit here with me, I'll tell you, it's a female, you are going to get more attracted to him because you're going to see the vulnerable side of him. Susan would
God only knows what goes on in that room with her.
But totally medical. But I have a question on that. My hours are not grouped together, so I'm not, he's not using me enough where it's not making me a lot of money each day to keep on running back and forth. But should I mention to him he needs to group the hours together more?
I think I'm going to tell you what I see, then Susan can tell you what I hear real quick came as it will come. So it doesn't matter if he's going to group the hours together, you're going to get more hours. So maybe he's got these hours and he's going to fill them in because I see that he's going to start using you more and more, which is why I said I don't think you're going to be, you're not going to be hurting for anything.
My guides right away told me not to complain about anything, be positive. You know, totally positive, even if I see something very, you know, just, you know, that you would be kind of like boisterous or whatever, keep quiet, more or less. I was kind of feeling that attractiveness starting or whatever. But then again, it kind of goes away. Pardon me?
Well, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing be yourself. I also run a nurse. I'm a nurse, and I also run an office, and I've been in surgery, and I've dealt with a lot of doctors. And boisterous is something you might not want to be around the clients, patients, whatever you call them there. But I do hear something that be yourself. Don't listen. You know what's right and wrong. You know, I could feel that you know how to behave, and you know what you need to do. But I really believe that if you want more and you kind of just gently say, hey, you know, I'm still available for any hours that you're not really going to need to do that because he's going to start filling them in pretty quickly. So, but you can't say it. I mean, it's up to you. I do have a spirit here, and I just want to get this in because we've got a full board. Carla, it says they're two removed. So I don't know if it's your grandmother that's in spirit. You have a grandmother in spirit?
Yeah, and I just got the goosebumps up and down.
And she this is what your grandmother said. She said, and I'll give you the signs of what she said. kind of standing in a white apron. Did your grandmother bake or cook?
I had one. Both of them did, but one did more. And she comes with cooking, would be my dad's mom. She's taller than my other one.
This one looks a little shorter. She's a little wider, but sometimes they don't come the same way you look because they have different ages, you know, that they appear to me. And she's got a white baker. It looks like she's got white flour on her face. So what she's telling me is she likes cook, bake, whatever flour, you know, bread, whatever you want to call it that she makes, cookies, cake, breads, souffles, anything like that. And she comes and this is what she's saying. She's talented. You are very talented. You're not real aggressive, she said. And this is the first thing that came out of, you know, your grandma's lips, you know, metaphysically. This is what she said. She said, you need to be there. Don't look to move. You need to be there. And there's reasons, and I'm assuming, and I think the best reason would be that you would open this gentleman up. I mean, any doctor that we can, like, sway over, of course, my husband swears I'm one of those proselytizing people who want everybody to do metaphysics. But if we can help somebody understand spirit, I think that's what we're all here for anyway, without pushing it down their throat, although that's what I do. But she's saying that and she said, with your business, you're not real aggressive, but you are. And I also see you doing your own business on the side. There will be a time, Carla, that I think that you will be doing a lot more on your own, but it's not now. Like Susan said, about a year, that business. Do you have anything more to say to Carla? I've got to move on. Susan?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Cyberly girlfriend.
I get to listen to you talking about the spirits, and this one in particular, it was like so weird. You know, I don't mess with spirits, you know, because my childhood. But I swear to God, I smelled cookies baking, and I'm thinking, who's baking cookies? But she's so right about that cookie thing, because I smelled cookies baking, and it's like, I don't know if it's not necessarily like physical cookies, but what cookies, warm baking cookies, meant to you as a child or something like that.
Yeah, and when you throw flour on her face, you kind of know what that
is. Just keep the faith. And stay positive, because a lot of surprises are getting ready to happen for you this year. And just know that, you know, you're making ends meet, and like all of us, you know, we're just, you know, we all got blindsided by the economy. And there's a little bit more promoting that you can do for your business. Like Bonnie says, you're not aggressive enough where your business is concerned, and that would help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
I hope we helped you, Carla. You're so good luck, girlfriend, and please let us know how you do.
Okay, yes, well, thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
Welcome. Bye, Carla. Oh, what a sweetheart. Love our metaphysical world. I'm so excited for us and everybody else that's in the light and in working in the light, and what light, dark, medium, whatever you work in. I'm so excited for you. So here, I am going to call. The next number is 646. Six, we not practice against anybody here. 646. Go, 646. Hi. Hello. 646.
Oh, Bonnie, somebody fell asleep on you again.
Oh, I don't like that, because I feel like I'm so sad because they missed their chance. Here we go. I'm going to take the next caller, and it's all ones, girlfriend. It's 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Here we go.
Ooh,
hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't know I showed up as 1-1-1.
That is so cool.
You
did. Oh, my God, yeah.
Funny.
You are.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Rose, and I'm calling you from Nevada.
Hi, Rose. Hi. I know. Susan and I can't wait to help you. We love the name Rose. I love the smell of roses. I love roses. And you know what? This week there's going to be a lot of people getting your name, Roses, because it is Valentine's Day.
That sure is
so
true. Thank you.
How can we help you, Rose?
I'd like to know, I feel like I have a major block. I've been searching for a permanent job for almost 6 months now. I've gotten little temp jobs, but nothing permanent, and I'm really getting discouraged. So I'd like to know if you see anything coming for me soon.
What did you do for a living?
Pardon
me? You going to give this one to me?
Only because I talked my ear off the last time, and I know you were just sitting there going, I wish you would be quiet so I could say something. So I'm going to hand Rose to you, but I will talk, but go ahead.
Oh, thank
Sorry,
God.
Rose.
Okay, Rose, what do you do for a living?
Well, my last job, I was a hotel manager, and before that, I did administrative work.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start out with a naysayer first, okay, and then we'll move into something positive. You're right in the workforce that is kind of like a catch-all. And
that's true.
Yeah, and what's happening is that the people that are higher qualified because of the economy are stepping down to these positions, and then and filling them so that the people that used to do administrative and managerial and assistance and everything, those jobs are drying up because of that. Okay, I am assuming that you've been sending resumes and everything out.
Every day.
Okay. And are you staying in one field, or are you hitting everything?
No, I'm hitting everything. And I've gotten a few interviews. I was excited about this one job because I got called back for a second interview, but it didn't work out. So,
okay, how old are you, Rose?
I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 in August.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that's, but you know what? There is good news for you, Rose. I'm going to let Susan tell it to you, and then I will tell it to you later.
See, you got a double hit there. You know, you got a double hit. You're in an oversaturated market, and, you know, you're pretty close to 60. So, but here's what I'm hearing. What's that?
Go ahead, Susan. I was going to say, yeah, a double hit. And what is her job? So that's good news here. No, we're kidding, Rose. There is good news coming your way. But it is.
How long were you in your last job?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. Well, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing come back around. Okay. Meaning that it feels like that you've got something coming up in 2 or 3 months. And Bonnie, does that feel about right for you, 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, absolutely feels right for me.
Okay. But what I'm hearing is that it feels like that it's something that you thought was bye-bye, didn't get that one. Well, they didn't seem like they were in it. You probably didn't even get a second chance at the job, okay? No follow-up, no call, no nothing, right? But it feels like, I got chills on that one. Go see Bonnie. And it's just going to come up out of nowhere, like as you're doing your thing, waiting, all of a sudden it's like, you're looking at your email and you're writing things down, and all of a sudden an email pops up and goes pop, and you go, oh, wow, you know, like that.
Right.
That's how it's, and I'm pretty sure that it's by email that you're going to, they're going to say you applied for a position, blah, 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 you know, the position. And here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing RE/opened, has reopened again. Okay, so it's like you weren't in the running in the beginning. Someone just took it, you know, but you were like second or third down. Well, the first person they hired, they didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
So it feels like it's coming in about two or three months. But that's not the only one. What I'm hearing is that not only that one, but all of a sudden it's like, when you're, you know, I had at one time before the economy hit, I used to had a really lucrative naturopathic system business, and now I sell once in a great while, and when I get a, you know, an order through from PayPal, I go, oh my God, I got an order, you know, and it's like where it used to be. It used to be that they would go ka-click, 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 ka-click. I mean, I'd watch them. They go, you know, payment received, payment received, payment received, payment received.
Right.
And that's what they're showing me is that you're going to get this notification, but then all of a sudden you're going to go back to your computer and you go, oh, my God, there's another one. And I don't know which one you're going to take, but I hear come around is what I'm hearing.
That's what I hear.
So,
I hear the same thing.
So,
I think the one she's going to take, one that she wanted to.
Hang in there, sweet Rose. I mean, it's like it's going to get better. It really is. You know, whatever this was about for you in terms of, you know, whether it was a test for you for faith and trust, or, you know, you just got caught in the landslide. It's about you. It's almost over. I mean, it's just almost over.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Well, honey, do you want to hear?
Now we want to hear what you have to say, Bonnie.
Thank you, Susan, because I am so happy about that. Because I mean, it was getting about a minute too long before my tongue was just going to fall on out. But I have to tell you, I agree. I saw everything you saw. That's why I said yes. What I saw, Rose, real first, and somebody is here with me, and it's actually a male figure. Woohoo! But anyway, what I do have to tell you is I did hear. I saw the two dogs coming. No, I'm allergic to them, sister, and I don't do alcohol either. It's just I am high on life.
Honey, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the spirit that was with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yes, he must be here because, you know, this is a party all the time. I do have to tell you that I do see the two jobs, and I knew that you had some happiness coming. I think that there's one of those jobs, and I'm not sure which one it is, that you applied to that you think that you have more what the position was, and you kind of apply into everything. And
right.
And I think that job is going to come. That job is going to come. Don't look anything. Do not look. And I think you know that now. And what I'm hearing is why you had to wait this long is it said this was a calming down period for you. It was a slow down period. The man who's here says you're a very hard worker. He's kind of like a father figure. So I don't know what person spirit or a grandfather or an uncle, but he said, I feel like he's a father spirit for you. So is your father in spirit?
I actually never knew my natural father, but I'm thinking it's either my grandfather or my Uncle Chris because they both come to me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a father who you thought was like a father figure. And they're saying that you are a hard worker and that I don't know why they're showing me this is a railroad. They're showing me railroad ties for some reason. And they're also this one, if it's an uncle, a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, they're showing me him sitting down to a dinner. And the dinner looks like it's steak and mashed potatoes, and the word special comes. So it must be that that was a special meal that he used to eat, like he thought that was special. And they keep showing me a Friday night, maybe a Friday. And I don't know why they're showing me this, but you might want to write it down and ask any of your relatives. But
I know exactly what that is. That's my Uncle Kristen, and he used to love to barbecue steaks. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And what he's saying is that, and he got really adamant and said that she is such a hard worker, and they are working on that side. They know those jobs are coming. And what he is saying is this is a calming down period, a slow down period for you to enjoy and understand that there isn't anything that's, I never feel like something's beneath you or for any of us. And what this whole economy has showed us is that there are some people, you know, I knew some PhD physics who were working in Einstein bagels because they had to feed their family and they couldn't find a job.
Right.
So I think that he's saying is there are two jobs coming. One is a redo or something that you were going to be picked for that just didn't make it to the table for you. But there's also a job coming that you applied for. This is how I'm going to differentiate the two ones that are coming. The other one is more of a job that you applied for, but you thought, I just got to apply to everything. And when you applied, you thought that you had more skills than that, and that's okay. So I think what's going to happen, like Susan said, she hears the redo coming back, and maybe that's why you picked that job. But I can tell you, this man, he really loves you, and he's around you. He wants you to succeed. He sees these coming, and he wants me to tell you that they have helped, so they know it's not an easy time for you. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, because it has helped me so much, and I want to thank you because I really needed this little boost because, you know, it's really frustrating.
Yeah,
I know.
It's almost over.
You need to call us. You need to call back the show and scream, I got a job, okay?
Okay, I look forward to doing that. Thank you both
very
much.
Yeah.
Nobody
does a scream like Bonnie.
Yes, and if you do, we'll give you a prize. So have a great day. This has been a great, I hope, a happy reading for you. And I love your spirit. I love your relative spirit, and they can party with me anytime. So have a great evening, a great day, and just look forward to the future, Rose.
I will.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know me. I love spirit everywhere. I've got the next caller, and the next caller is a 719 number, 719. You are on. 719. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Kelly, girl.
Made
is
it in.
Kelly? Kelly, hi.
Hello.
How
are you? I kind of have a question for Susan because I've been contemplating this, and I don't know. I haven't caught all of those, but you know, when you look at the Akashic records, I mean, that's not just the present life, but it's like it includes, it's inclusive of like all your past incarnations. Is that correct?
Oh yes, yeah. It's kind of like
okay.
Pay it forward, kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Like they string like pearls is
okay.
What they do, and then you know, in some lifetimes you eliminate the baggage, and then you decide, okay, let's try something new, you know, and then other times, you know, you're carrying maybe an emotional imprint, which is what we call karma, okay,
right.
That could be for lifetimes after lifetimes. It just depends on how dense it is usually what I can that I can give an idea of how heavy the baggage is.
Okay. Well, I think if I can ask one question here, it's like I think for myself what I've kind of been contemplating on is what might be the most important thing, what is the biggest thing I'm carrying this go around, and what do I need to let go of in order to make better progress forward.
Wait a minute. Kelly, have you had your – did you open her Akashic record, Susan? Because wouldn't you need to do that in order to – Did she, Kelly,
have I
you
opened
her
it for you?
Records?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I thought I did, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to say it the way that I'm hearing is that you carry a demeaning imprint,
okay?
And what that means is that you have been in whatever situations, life situations that you came in, you know, you're trying to find your power and strength, okay? Your authentic core, okay? But the baggage that you carry that is the reason that you're working on this is that you have been in many demeaning, debilitating situations where you have either been incapacitated, incapable of, or fearful of standing up for yourself.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. It does.
Yeah. And so in this lifetime, it's interesting because I just put something on Bonnie's Facebook page that is right in line to what it is that I just said to you. Did you see it about the lion? Okay.
I clicked on that. Yeah, I saw the lion pig. Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. You have been exposed to powerful people who do not understand the word gentleness and compassion. And you are confused about that. Okay? You believe that power is cruelty. Okay? And power is really about gentle compassion. Little, small, insecure, fearful people bully other people with power. You know why I said that? Okay.
Did my dad pop in at some point and go,
And that's what you're here to learn. If you change your definition of what power looks like. Not only other people's power over you, but your power within yourself. And because no one can have any power over you unless you give it to them.
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt has that very good quote on that one. Right. No one can make you inferior without your permission. Right.
That's right. And so, you know, this is a tough one for you because what I'm also picking up is that there's a fear factor underneath here. And the fear, it's like when people are afraid to stand up for themselves and speak up, and you know, and then you get mouthy people like Bonnie and I on the air, and we said, you know, just tell them, for God's sake, what do you think is going to happen? You know, it's not like you're going to die. Yeah,
right.
But to you, I could die. I mean, something awful could happen to me. If I stand up for myself or if I speak up for myself, it's like I could die. And, that doesn't make any sense that, you know, there's no such energy of that, but that's your imprint. And that's what you're here to understand is that that power doesn't exist over you anymore.
Right. I know a couple of the times that I specifically know a couple past times where it's like that did, and it's like, yeah, it cost me my lifetime in that era. So it's like, yeah, I know I have a good idea where to go look for that. That's very good. Thank you.
And this is just about putting your big girl pants on and walking into Daniel's lion den and going, you know, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
right.
Honey,
there's a book called that. Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you.
You know, Kelly, I can't keep my mouth shut, even though I know you, and I know who's around you, but your husband's here. So I am going to tell you what he said, and it's kind of going to be mushy, and you're going to kind of cry. I have this feeling, but I've got to tell you because he's standing right next to me and bowing again. When he bows, it's really, really, it's really interesting because he kept bowing, and I kept thinking he was just, you know, he's just a polite kind of guy. But really, now I get the message. He's bowing because he is so in awe of you when you really, really were, like, so totally attached to him. So he's bowing in awe of you that you have that power, and he wants to see it come back. And what he said is, I wish I was there to help you, Kelly. You lost your strength when I left. Your strength was infused, or, you know, because I had auto rights, so it was infused through your, through my identity. You felt your strength was enhanced through your identity with me. You can make it on your own. I am around you and always will help you. And I, the bowing is like, oh, my God. Did you ever see one of those Lubavitcher Jews who goes, you know, and I'm Jewish, so they bow, especially when they're near a Torah. That's what he's doing. And what I really believe that why he's doing that is to show you that he's in awe of you, that he, you are the regal one, that you had the power, the whole, oh, my goodness, he's on top of me. Sorry, Kelly. But
Bonnie, you've got to stop that.
I know. Well, listen, at least I'm dressed, you know? Hey. So the thing is,
at least you kept your clothes on this time.
Yes, I did. I did. I can't swear if it was Bon Jovi I would, but here, you know, Kelly, he is your husband. I promise I will behave. Anyway, what he's showing me is that that really the strength was with you, and I really mean, you know, how much to tell you this. He's really he's me a very solemn face, and he's saying that the identity you had, you linked to him your identity, but really you have your it really was you, and he's waiting for you to show that. And you can. You're overwhelmed, but you can. So I hope that, you know, we helped you today. And, you know, I love you. And, you know, whatever we can do to help you, we always will.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, I just love Kelly. So her husband is so sweet. And, he does come around her. He's with her all the time, actually. Or he's with her a lot, put it that way. And then he comes to me. Isn't that great? So I think it's 646. One of them I'm getting confused. So if we've talked to you, then I am sorry because we've got a few that are holding on, which is great. But 646, have we talked to you? Hi. 646. You want me to read the last four? 9547. Hi. Hello? Okay, well,
Bonnie,
I'm going to mute
it. We're putting them all asleep. What's happening?
I am. I don't know. I can't tell you, but I will tell you this. I am so excited. We have a few minutes to talk. Today our show is about an hour, and we've gone over that. But I just want everyone to know. We talk more, Susan, because I think now we have a little few more minutes. And I think we have actually till 2:30. So can you please talk more about the past lives and how it links to your karmic and Akashic records? Because I see it when you open them. It goes, boom! And I can see in there when you fly over the book and I look down. I used to say I crawled underneath, but I think one of our callers said that I see me crawling. They saw me flying. So I probably do both. But when you open those Akashic records, part of it is not just this lifetime that you were explaining, but it's past lifetimes. And it's so interesting to me, Susan, that when you see what karmic links to, like, lifetime, to lifetime, to lifetime, what you're working off, what you're working on, who you came down with, it is so cool.
Well, I was amazed when it started happening. I mean, because it was like when I opened the Akashic records before, and I truly believe that it is the combination of our psychic energy that of coming together that created this phenom. Because I'd opened the Akashic Records before for others and my clients, and it's like I never had the flooding of past life visuals and certainly not spirit communication, because they know, you know, it's like, eh, we need to pass this house. We're not welcome here. But, you know, it just all came together, and I think it was the combining of both of our energies together that started this kind of triple play that happened when the Akashic Records are open. But what happens is it's like a movie clip. And when I'm trying to explain a situation or an emotion or an experience that you're dealing with in this life, what they'll do is that they'll flash a past life like scenario of saying, this is what the emotions that are carried over into this life. When I was doing emotional addiction counseling, I had particular case was so profound in terms of how past life carries over, is that I was counseling this young girl, and then her sister came in, and what they both had issues with their father being very dominant, very controlling, and they were saying a lot of stories. And one of the things I suggested to the one, the older daughter, I think she asked. She said, "Could I have? You know, I'm really interested. I'd like to have a past life reading." So we had talked about, you know, the control and how he belittled them and, you know, made them feel insignificant. And what came up for both her and her sister was apparently in a past life he was a slave master, and they were his slaves. And that energy still carried on in this life, although they tried. They were trying to clear that karma in this life, so they were born to him as daughters, as children, versus the slave. But that imprint was still there, because she kept on making the comment, and the other sister did also. It's like, you know, he treats us like slaves. Honest to God, do this, do that, pick up this, you know, this. And it's like he's never made us feel like we had any worth. And that's when I began to realize how profound and how intense past life imprints are when you recreate another life.
Well, I never forgot that case. Well, you know what? There are cases I don't forget either. But one thing I have to tell you, I always say to my kids, you need to do, and they shut down right away. And I say that is my queen energy, that when I was a queen and when I was Cleopatra, that I used to tell people, you need to go get me my food. You need to get me my slippers. You need to go get me my robe. See, that is...
Yeah, people
Yes, I know. You know what, Susan? I would love, and maybe we could do this. I have a caller. I have somebody in chat that wants to call in. I'm hoping that I see her on the phone or him. I do want to ask you, because I don't think, you know, I usually don't get a reading on the phone, and I know you saw volcanoes when you opened mine, and we're going to not get too, like, crazy, like you know. But I want, maybe everybody wants to hear my Akashic Records open.
Well, Bonnie, I'll be honored. Are you sure? Are you sure you want the whole world to know all about your queen energy here?
I do. I'm so excited. And Susan, don't hold back anything, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I know how old you are, so I'm not going to announce that on the air, because I don't want you to reach through my microphone and go, "Why did you do that?"
Oh, no, you can tell everybody I'm 18. I didn't care. Just don't tell them I'm 19, but 18's okay.
She's a child prodigy is what she is.
Thank you.
Yes. Since the classic rule is that most mediums and most psychic gifts come full blossom and explode on the ones that have chosen to be of service with it in their 50s.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So, and as a career, give me everything that you've done as a career, even though I know it, but our listeners don't.
Okay. Well, I went to nursing school. I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I ran an office, and I'm a spirit medium.
Okay. That's easy enough.
I mean, is there anything? Okay, so I have to tell you that I was a sex pot. Okay, I was a sex pot, but I didn't do anything. I was a nice sex pot. You couldn't get anything from me. But, honey, that's what I did when I was in 16 to 18-year-old. See, so there, I told you everything.
They have a name for that. They call that a tease.
Yes,
now, remember that?
What I was.
Okay, I have a question
yes.
for you where your career concerned, because this is very important, okay, is that what yes. was it that compelled you to go into, in your therapy work, into sexual issues?
I will tell you, Glenn, because your energy is what my husband picked, and energy is a lot of it's cancer and from your kidneys, bladder. I mean, we did some incredible surgeries, and we do them in the office. But the sexual part of urology is impotence, sexual dysfunction, sexual problems and issues. And usually what happened and why I went into it is because there's a mental component to it. And if anybody knows anything about urology, and I won't go into it because this is my reading, that's why I went into it, Susan, because it was slam dunked right at me in the field that I was.
Ah, so basically you were interested in what kind of psychological and emotional stuff is going on here that would create this physical condition. Is that correct?
When you're impotent, when a man's impotent or a female has sexual issues, they always come to their urologist or gynecologist, and we always had to check out. And then you hear all the outpourings of everything that was going wrong, and I was always sent in to do the emotional part of it and my husband the physical part of it. We actually did that together. So that's why.
Ah.
I don't, that is why.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The reason I asked that is it because that's a strong imprint on you. So it'll have a strong bearing when your book opens. And the last question is that what do you consider your gifts, and what is it that you like the most about yourself besides you?
I like everything about myself. Self-love girl, and I don't mean it in a bad or a conceited way, but I do love myself. So what do I love the best about myself, or what do I feel are my better attributes?
What is it that you like the best about yourself, and what do you feel is that your gifts are?
Okay, I feel my gifts are action. I feel my gifts are spirit work. Of course, you know that. I feel my gifts are I really care and listen to the people, anybody. And what I like about myself is that I just like everything. I like myself, period. So I like my compassion towards others. I love my compassion towards others. And I love what I do. So that's what I love about mine. I love that I am able to help people. So does that give you a clue?
Yes, darling. Yes, that book just snapped open, and I heard yata ta 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 ta, yata ta 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 ta, yata ta ta ta.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I find it interesting, for as long as we've been doing this, that I've never opened your Akashic records. I just instinctively know so much about you. So. The first thing that I saw, okay, was there was like these kind of like shooting comets, okay, when like a shooting star, right? And what that tells me is that in this life, that your desire and your journey is to have impact on a lot of people in an enlightened way, but
yes.
Big impact. Yeah. And the comets are always, you know, when they say, you know, ride the shooting star, is that, and part of your journey is about everything and everybody that you meet and you touch, somehow they ride that comet with you until they either can't bear the light anymore, because you are intense. You're a very, very joyous person. Very, you're an OCD joyous person. You are. I mean, and it's like and that energy is like kind of blinding for people that are just coming like out of the gray and out of the darkness. So it's like when they say, "Don't stare at the sun too long." Okay, that's the kind of energy that came in with. Okay, now what's the underlying part? Underlying part of that energy, okay, is that there's bedrock, okay, like a quarry stone, all right? And what that tells me is that you are here in terms of what it is that you come in with this life with all that light and everything to learn how to be more flexible. Okay, to stay in a joyous state of mind, but sometimes it's difficult for you to experience other people's problems, and you have compassion.
Yes.
Have caring, but you can't empathize with them because you go, you know, why are you making such a big deal about it? You know, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be fine. And people who have that dense energy that come in contact with you sometimes find it excruciating, and sometimes they get mad at you for that because you know, it's like, yeah, you know, take your sunshine shit somewhere else. You know, does that sound all right?
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. So that bedrock is learning how to move and be more flexible and graciousness, and you're learning that as you are learning of like, well, I guess they just don't get it. And what also that bedrock is about, and it also is interesting because it also has to do with the comet too, of that high intensity bright energy, is that you were a prostitute.
Yes,
a prostitute. But you were what I'm picking up is a New Orleans mulatto prostitute. Okay, and if you know any of our history, it's like coming just coming out of slavery, is that as the plantation owners were with their slaves, the offspring got lighter and lighter and lighter. And as we see now in our society, as we have interracial marriages, that biracial children are getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And they were like prized possessions. And in New Orleans, in the quarter, the very rich men would set up their mistresses in the quarter, and that's where I see you. okay?
What happened to Cleopatra? Excuse me. Cleopatra is where I was in ancient Egypt.
I'm working backwards here. I'm working backwards here. And that's where you get your outrageousness from, okay, is that because you're completely non-judgmental. You're completely open-minded. You're completely of a joyous nature, but yet there's this this kind of inability to understand why people carry baggage around. You don't understand why people are unhappy, and it's part of that life because of that sheltered life that you lived in that time, and that's why you were also very at ease with the whole sexual issue kind of thing. It's like, well, yeah, one big party, okay. It's not like you were a streetwalker or anything like that, but yes, you were a kept woman, okay? And I'm not going to say anything about that.
Well, guess what? As long as they had the money to give me nice clothes, fine food, I'm fine with it because I love sexual issues, sex, and all that goes with what I taught.
Yeah,
so I love
that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that feels like that's your most recent life. That is like, because I think we're only talking maybe in a period of 100 to 150 years. You could have had another incarnation between there, but that's the one that has the most impact on you. You also have that queen energy. You've had several there's Egyptian queen energy. There's also Edwardian queen energy. So, you know, you've done that thing. And it's mostly because somewhere along the line, there's a sense of playfulness about your energy that it's like you just want to play at life sometimes. And you carry that from lifetime to lifetime. And but you do get serious sometimes because there are as I look at glimpses of life, there are some very profound lives of injustice, of your own making and of receiving, and you've experienced a little bit of that, remnants of it. But mostly, what it is that basically what your soul got many, many, many lifetimes is that this is a playground. This is supposed to be fun. This is, this is supposed to be a joyous experience. Yes, we have issues. Yes, we have baggage. But, turn that frown upside down, and it makes everything better. That's exactly what your soul figured out. And that's what you come into life to do, is to comet people out of their shit.
I love that. And honey, I am one of those ones that do. I don't let any nose me stay in any type of sad, depressed, or little state if I can help it, because life is given to you. And you know how I feel about that. I love that saying, or like the saying, because it's so cliche, when you're handed lemons, you make lemonade. But that's really what I think in life we've got to do in order to really live our karma.
Yeah, like they say, you can either have chicken shit or make chicken soup.
That's right. And, honey, I do not like the chicken you-know-what, so I'm going to make chicken soup, although you and I can't cook it all. We're going to have to go to a restaurant and get it, don't you think? But
are they going to label me a potty mouth on radio, you think?
No, I don't think so, because I think you have to say it over 10 times, and you haven't, darling. But
there's a limit. So I have to say it at least 10 times, and I'm labeled a potty mouth on radio. I don't care. That's the way I talk.
I'll pass for you. That's right. Honey, I love you. Every S-H, whatever you say. So, I listen, when I'm not on the air, you know me. I'm worse than you. So, everybody hearing, we are sweet little angels. But I'm so excited to learn that about myself. I know that. I know that I'm in here. I always said that I was a connector, and I couldn't figure out what the word connector meant. But connector is really that I think that I connect people on their way. And that's what and I want to be on my way too. So I think that that's pretty cool, don't you? You see anything else before I get to the next guest?
No, actually, that's pretty much everything that that came up for you. I thought actually I was pretty interested, kind of interested. I wasn't really sure. I knew what the comment was about because I deal with that every day, but I wasn't really sure what the bedrock was about. And it's just about learning to be more flexible about people that don't the joyousness. You know, it's and you've learned that. You're starting to learn that, you know, through life, and you were given the gift of being non-judgmental, which of course helps you do that.
I am so excited. I have my next guest. We're going to stay on till 3, so don't ever anybody panic. I just needed reading, but this next guest is so cool. Hi. This is Bonnie and Susan, and I have my very dear, very close, very cool girlfriend, Susie, on the phone. Susie.
Yes, Bonnie.
Hi, Susan. Oh, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just is this the Susan she spent in Palm Beach with?
Yes, it is. That's me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got the updates. Sitting by the pool as I'm, you know, like up in 30-degree weather. Thanks a lot.
Sorry about that.
Cold up there, huh?
Listen, I have to tell you because she's for you, but guess what, Susan? Susan, I am so super excited for her to get her Acacia Susan's had readings before, but Susie, oh, cool. I can't wait for you to open her Akashic Records, and I know that's why you're calling, right, Susie?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
go
okay.
For it,
well, let's get rocking here. Okay. The first thing, you have an idea how I work, so the first thing that I know need to know is what soul window you're in, so you're going to have to tell me your age.
Oh, gold doesn't count? No. My age is 56.
56? 56. If you've been talking to Bonnie or listening at all, you know that you're in cry on return, and basically you, it looks like that you started your soul window, this particular cry on return and a soul window a little late. Most people start like maybe 47, 48. It looks like it's maybe not about till 49 when all of a sudden life started challenging you into kind of coming up to you and saying, you know, are you doing right? Are you doing the right thing? Have you made the right choices? Well, you know, is this path right for you? You know, well, maybe you're right and I'm wrong. I never thought about that. Well, maybe I'm right and you're wrong. Never thought about that before. So it was not so much of your life being dismantled. It's not that's what I felt, but it was an internal questioning of everything, and you're not used to that. I mean, you're pretty pragmatic about life. You know, you take the attitude
gosh,
is like, well, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, hey, you know, shit happens, and you know, let's just deal with it. And the one thing that you know, you have a in terms of in this particular window in Cryon Return, you had to deal with holding that, it's what I'm hearing, holding back on, what is this? I'm going to get you, sucker. What the hell is that?
Oh, boy.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's what I'm laughing.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, because it's like you really had to step back and go, you know, whoa, wait a minute here. This is like getting out of control, because you're fiercely protective. You're fiercely in terms of injustice, and you know, you were born with the energy because of past life, okay, is that you're just not somebody to mess with. I mean, it's as simple as that. And this particular energy came on you really hard, and it almost challenged you into, you know, are you doing this just out of, you know, because you can do it? Or are you doing it because, or feeling this because, you know, you're supposed to. So mm-hmm. it was maybe 3-4 years where, I mean, it was like you got power drunk or something like that in terms of, you know, like, I'll give you the evil eye, bad juju on you, don't mess with me. And all of a sudden it just broke. It just broke. But it was in a really, really important time for you, because it had a lot of past life. You busted up a lot of past life imprints when you stepped back and went, hey, you know, this is unnecessary. This is not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, go to the next house, please. Kind of thing.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
No, I want to go to the next house.
Okay. What do you do for what's that?
No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Okay.
I want to go to when she said that. You were talking about. Go, Susan.
Okay. What do you do for a career?
Right now, I'm I'm just volunteering. I was a paralegal.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Right now,
how long did you do that?
I'm sorry, but I can't hear if you're talking, babe. I'm sorry, Susan. What did you say?
How long, Bonnie? Shush. How long
okay.
Were you a paralegal?
I was paralegal, gosh, like 20 years ago.
Okay. Been a while. It's been a while, right?
Yeah, it has been quite a while. Yes.
Okay. And what were you? What did you do after that?
I basically was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old are your children now?
My children, I have a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old.
Okay. Okay. And what would you describe as your gifts, and what is it that you like the most about yourself?
My gifts, gosh. I don't know if memory is considered a gift, but I have a good one. I also... usually impatient.
Great.
Well, that seems to be changing a little bit. What was the other question you were asking? What are my gifts?
It's like your gifts, and what is it that you like the most about yourself?
What do I like the most about myself?
Did you just tell me you had a good memory?
I did.
And you forgot
I
what
did,
I
yes,
asked
I, long term.
Now, as opposed to short term.
Short term is not great. Long term is better. Gosh, what do I like about myself? I think I'm very just. I think I'm pretty fair, and I don't like injustice. So I like that. I think I'm fair.
Okay. Yeah, that's that injustice thing that I...
Horace.
You have extreme... grisly energy about family and friends too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that?
I love that.
Wait, well, I didn't hear what the word was. Extreme, what kind of energy?
I, extreme grizzly energy, like grizzly bear mother energy about family.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Definitely do.
Okay. Okay. As your book opened up, the first thing that I see is black smoke. Okay. And then underneath it are stars, sparkling stars. Okay, so I'm going to try to interpret what it is that they're trying to say to me. Okay, the black smoke is a smoke screen. Okay, there's a in this journey in this lifetime. Okay. You are fighting, or you have been holding back a natural nature of yours, and the shooting stars, the stars that I see underneath, is that you're extremely gifted. My feeling about it is that you have strong connections, and in the past, big connections with elementals, okay? Mm-hmm. Being able to, control the weather. Big time, okay? And in this lifetime, you've created a smoke screen to keep you bridled in, okay? Because of... I'm not going to say a misuse of it. That's not the word that I want, because this is like no good, no bad, no judgment. You know, it just is. Okay. But,
right.
When you have that particular power and those particular gifts, there is always an assignment that you're supposed to use it for. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing is that, there was so much power there, okay, that it got the best of you, and it's not like that you misused it. It consumed you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
It consumed from the inside out, like literally, physically, emotionally, and mentally, because you. Like, it's almost like you couldn't say no. The powers just kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you were able to do more and more and more, and you were asked more and more and more. And it was like they're flashing me Edward Casey, the sleeping prophet. If you know any, do you know about him?
No.
Okay, Edgar Casey is a sleeping prophet.
Oh, yes. No, I do. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I do know Edgar Casey. I'm sorry.
Okay.
B-A-Y-C-A, yes.
Yeah, and amazing, amazing. And he would go to sleep, and he would channel all this health information, medical. He would diagnose. He would, you know, I mean, he was just, you know, saving people's lives. And he wouldn't stop. He couldn't say no. And his health got worse and worse and worse. And he died as a relatively young man in his late 40s or early 50s, because his body was just consumed with his energy, because he just wanted to help people so much. And this is what the sparkles are underneath. But this is what you're also addressing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in this life, what the smoke screen is about you masking all of that. Now, because you the power is so big and has been so big, you're a dabbler, okay? You're interested in anything that is elemental, but you also I believe are empathic. Clairvoyant, but you keep it low key. This could be a secret of yours for 30 years. Never say a word.
Mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. And yep. And the reason that mask is there so that you can replenish, you know, so that you can own your body back again. But what I'm also hearing is that your body still took a hit this lifetime. Is that because you did so much, your body was so energetically, physically weakened in the last lifetime that you had. And you've had lifetimes of being able to do this. And then you take a break, you know, and everything. But this is a continual being of service. But this time you put a black smoke screen around you. And took the approach of you know, I'm just going to do this for myself. I'm not going to let anybody know what I can do and what I can't do. And I'll just, like, dabble is what
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing.
Exactly. Dabble is a very good word. Dabble is a perfect word. It would be a word I would use as well. Dabble is a word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason that you chose that you're not using these particular imprinted gifts that they're just dormant in you. And but they flare up on you once in a while. Sometimes you amaze yourself. You know, you go, "Wow, Lord, what the hell is that?" You know?
Yeah.
And it's a smoke screen in order for you to and that's what this lifetime is about. And you also you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you pass these genes on to her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any question that you have? Can you hear?
No,
can you hear Bonnie? Can you hear Bonnie snoring?
Wait a minute.
Over
wait
there.
Wait a minute. I had to hear this. I've told Susie, and Susie, I have not talked to Susan about you or any of the stuff that I think you have. Although I do
tell her, you know.
And guess what? Since I came back, I've awakened some of that dormant stuff. So get ready, girlfriend, and get your stuff out because I'm never going to let you be totally under the
dormant
radar. So dormant, right. Dormant. Yes, I want everybody to know I love, I've known her since three. And I just got to tell you that this girl rock and rolls, and I'm going back to Boca next Wednesday because I cannot stay away from her. So, guys, if you want to join me, we'll be on Boca. Come down and be with us. I love you, Susie.
I love you,
Thank
too.
You
Thank
so much,
you so
Susan.
Much, Susan. That was fabulous. I really enjoyed that, and it definitely made me awaken some stuff.
Oh,
so,
good.
You.
I'm so glad.
And I hope if you are in the cold zone, that whatever's coming your way doesn't discomfort you too much.
I'm sitting here looking at a snowstorm. We have 2 days of snow. This is my first snow, being in snow in over 25 years.
Wow.
And it's like, I'm going, what the heck? And I told Bonnie, this is my one and only shot at it. This is my last one.
You're in what?
That's right.
South Carolina?
Yes,
North Carolina.
Yep. We got.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's
good to feel it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. In fact, what Bonnie and I were talking on Skype, and I showed her. I go, it was so beautiful. I said, look. I said, it's the first time in 25 years I've seen snow.
Yeah,
I can't say the same. My husband can't wait to get down here.
I'm over it, and it's like, you know, it's the last one.
Okay, well, I was going to say it's nice when it comes. I hope everyone travels safely. And I'll let you two get back to it. So thank you, guys, and have a good one, and I will speak with you later, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
I just, you know, Her mom, Pauline, was like my second mom. I grew up with her. We all did all kinds of stuff. It's so interesting how we come down here together, Susan. Susan is Susan with me. But isn't that kind of cool? We all dabbled in that same stuff. And, you know, I am just so, like, when I meet my, you know, soul fabric, I just am so happy, and I'm so happy. I guess when that's one of my better qualities. I love my friends. I love my peeps. But let's try to take one more. No, we're running out of time. There is one person who got off, and she had been waiting. It was a 319 number. If you hear me and you can get on, I will. We are going to be on tomorrow with a guest, and we will take you because I think they got off. I'm going to take an 858 number now. 858.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Bonnie. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
I'm Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
First time listener, first time caller.
Oh, we love you, Alexis, because now you're hooked.
Oh, you're so fun. Well, you know, I don't have any specific questions, but I'm just kind of interested in your work and what you would have to say maybe about me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alexis.
Well, you have to be a little more general. I mean, you have to be a little bit more specific.
Okay.
I have an idea. Wait, Alexis, I have an idea. Okay, that might seem strange to you, guys. But I actually have an idea that I think will work for Alexis. And tell me if this will, or then you can tell me to be quiet. Alexis, we have talent here. And Susan is somebody you don't want to miss, or me either. But if you're going to use our gifts the most, and we have plenty of them, and you don't know what you want to ask, I suggest you ask about what you're here for, which is your acacia question.
Yes, I want to know that.
Okay. We can do that? Okay, we narrowed it down. Yes. All right. Okay. Alexis, first thing I want to find out and what soul window you're in, and that is I'll have to ask you your age.
29.
Oh, my God, Bonnie, she's a baby. Okay.
I know. Okay. I'm younger than
I know. You're in your 30th year, and basically what that is a soul window. You're coming out of your young girl ways. You know, you're leaving your Barbie dolls behind, and you know you're thinking and starting thinking in terms of nesting, marriage, children. You know, in woman ways, in grown up ways, and 30 is a powerful, powerful year for everyone, but especially with women. Because it also is the beginning of the realization that you're not that young girl, teenage, 23-year-old girl anymore. You're now moving into womanhood. So it's a really powerful rewiring time. Second question that I'd like to ask you is that what is your career, or what do you do for work or a living?
Well, right now I'm kind of doing temporary, like, website design stuff just because I haven't really found my calling at all, which is actually a big deal because, you know, my family members, they've known what they've wanted to do since they were three, but I just don't know. And so that's kind of a big question in my life right now, like, what is it I'm supposed to do?
Okay, so you're a website designer?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you say about your family?
I was just mentioning how, like, my brother, for example, he's known what he's wanted to be for years and years and years, and he's been in school for years.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know,
all right.
He knows
all
he knows.
All right. So basically you feel like the odd man out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are. Okay, so and tell me. I'll go back to that. What's your what would you consider your gifts?
I don't know. I'm creative. That's about. I have no
you're
idea.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's
you're
a gift. And what is it? That
Alexis?
What's that?
What is it that you like about yourself the most?
I love my personality. I love that I'm always happy, and I love that I'm super creative, and I'm pretty smart.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and guess what? That sounds just like me. I mean, she's just saying she's just 10 years older than me. That's all.
Oh, my God, you found your cousin. Yeah,
oh my
there
God.
You are.
I did. Thank
it's
you.
About time.
Okay. Hi, Alexa.
Hi. Yeah. Okay. What happened, I mean, it's like the things that you said, you know, kind of like obvious, you know, you're it's not a real complicated journey that you're on, all right? And I'll tell you why. First of all, you were born into a family of, I'm just going to say the way it is, and I hope this doesn't offend you, okay?
Not at all.
Of grunts, okay?
Of
grunts? That's a grunt, G-R-U-N-T-S,
well, do
okay?
You mean grunts? Are grunts workers or happy people? I don't know what a grunt is. Grunt? A grunt? Grunt?
Okay.
Or what is a grunt?
Okay, a grunt is, like if you're in the Army and they call you a grunt, it means that you steady on. You know, like you do what you're told, you know, you follow the rules and, you know, and there's big repercussions if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So basically the stork dropped you in the wrong family. All right, well, actually they didn't, but that's what they chose. Right, and the reason that they did this is that so that you could have groundedness. All right, and what you're interpreting of the fact that you're behind, you can't get it, you're not solid, you don't know, is basically a misunderstanding of the fact that the energy that you were put into is to ground you. All right. Now, when I was looking at your book and what I saw, it came out, and it was pretty cute. I mean, it's like a Disney movie. The first thing that came out was like all these fairies, and there was like this dust and fairy geese and everything. It was really sweet, okay? But it has nothing to do with fairies, okay? And then underneath. What the fairies are standing on was mud, okay? I mean, like tar, sticky mud that you get your feet caught in and it goes, you know, and you know, and that's what you're trying to walk through it, okay? So how I'm going to...
Do
you like that sound?
Can you do that? Yes, walk. I mean, you really gave a very good visual, Susan.
I did a pretty good sound effect, didn't I?
You did. Okay.
So what the first thing that I'm going to say to you is that you are a late bloomer, okay? At 34, 35, you know, everything that you're asking me right now is going to be a moot point. It's going to be like you never, why would you even ask it? Because it's going to be so clear as to, you know, what it is that you want to do, right? It's just not time yet, all right? And the website design, it's like what I'm hearing is that that's a groundwork for something bigger. Okay. Are you married or by yourself or?
No, I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend who I'm pretty sure I'll marry one day.
Okay. You will. This is not about that kind of partnership. Okay. This is about, I feel that it's probably going to be with another female. Do you like fashion?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I love fashion.
I'm not talking about Fifth Avenue fashion. It's almost like I'm talking about practical fashion. I know you have to know. Do you know the site Zulily?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I'm seeing here, is that it's something like that, okay? You're going to come together with a partner that comes up with something, and it has to do with website, internet, and it also has to do with, like, practical fashion or whatever. They started out in kids' wear. You know, and now they do everything. And it was just four mothers that got together that, you know, they said, you know, I can't find any kids. You know, let's go to the take their all these, like, really cute stuff. You know, they were probably, you know, fashionistas themselves, and they wanted to dress their kids, you know, like that, or grandmothers. Who knows what they were. But this is what I'm seeing here. Okay, so your career path has a lot to do with this fairies and blah 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 coming out, because it'll be a pleasurable sight. I mean, something that brings fun, something that people really enjoy going to. I mean, you talk to anybody about the Zulily site, and they go, "Oh my God, I love that site." I mean, you know, it's like it's so much fun. They have so many, you know, create cool things on it, and but it's about creating visual beauty, visual prettiness. Okay, and there's a female partner that's going to come from you. Have you been, like, to art school or anything like that?
Yeah, I went to design school.
You what?
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you something. I can't keep my mouth quiet anymore, because the thing is that we only have 2 minutes, and I got to get this in. You know what I see you doing? You know when she said fairies what? With their feet stuck and did the block, 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 muck stuff? You know, all I thought of was, if you are talented, which I hear you are and I feel you are, and she's talking about Zulily and, you know, all this kind of stuff with Kitty. All I keep seeing is this fairy stuck in tar, flapping her wings, trying to get out. And I think that you're supposed to do, I mean, I could see you do, I don't know what it is, but it's saying that this is a cool, like, logo for you, like something that you can build on. It's like, you know, when she said fairy stuck, it's like not, you know, you don't have to do a black tar with the foot in there, but like fairies trying to get somewhere. I see that. I mean, I see it as a design. Have you ever drawn a fairy?
No. A fairy
it's the fairy energy, which is flitting from one place to another, and elemental, what the mud represents is that you always let other people hold you back. Okay, it's like of not believing in yourself enough, and that is why this partner or this person that's going to come into your life in about 2-3 years,
we
maybe
have 1 minute
four.
Left.
Okay, and you're going to hook up, and that's where you're going to find your way.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I think that's too cool. I know this is a lot for you to take in, Alexis. I know you don't know, you know, you haven't really probably tuned into us a whole lot, but
I'm listening.
You want to call back? We only heard 30 seconds, but I really think the creative side, is, like Susan said, is a big thing. And all I just saw when she was saying that was fairies just flying and flying and flying with their foot. So I don't know if that was them showing me that's something that you should think about creatively, or,
yeah.
You know, I know
yeah,
she's had
be,
a meaning
it,
it for
could
it.
Be end up, yeah, it could end up being a logo. Who knows? But, you know, it's got something to do with the
yeah,
energy.
10 seconds. We love you, Alexis. I love you,
we love
Susan.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you all, our listeners.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're so
welcome.